Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana County Senior Olympics Coordinator, Mike Simeone, celebrating the 40th annual Senior Games. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Coming up on Saturday, February the 16th, the opening registration kickoff. Tell me about it.
Yes, our kickoff on that day, on Saturday, Feb 16, will run from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the clubhouse at 1450 Avenida de Mesilla, and that is within the gated community of Trails West.
And how many people are you expecting this year?
Right now, we have about 400 plus on our rolls. And normally we get anywhere from 270 to 300 who participate actively. So at the initial kickoff, we normally get about 100 people, I would say. Then in the sports that we offer, which are 26 in number, the people have until 2 weeks prior to the date of any sport they want to be in to be registered. So we have some at the beginning, as I said, then we have people who dribble into the office daily and weekly.
Well, I see the schedule here from the Las Cruces Bulletin. Mm-hmm. If people have that accessible, if not, they can get the schedule also on your website, nmseniorolympics.org.
That is correct.
And the events, starting February 20th on Wednesday, racquetball.
Racquetball is probably one of the sports where most Americans think that you have to be a fantastically super athlete to do it. But the secret to racquetball is very simple. Great hand-eye coordination, and you become a star overnight.
Now, have you participated in some of these events?
Yes, I have. I have participated in shuffleboard. And right now, as the administrator for the organization, as a volunteer for the organization also, my time is now all administrative. I have very little time left to participate actively in sports.
What age groups will be participating?
Okay, normally, in order to be considered a senior Olympian, the minimum age is 50. Our current population starts at age 50, and our oldest senior Olympian this year, on the 9th of this month, will celebrate their 97th birthday, and the person is still active. And in speaking with Marion, it's amazing when you ask her, you know, what do you get out of Senior Olympics? And she says, well, first of all, I truly enjoy bowling. And secondly, I love the friendships that I have found and nurtured over the years. Plus the fact it's another social outlet for me. It's not whether I win a medal or not. It's the ability to interact with people on a weekly basis.
And by interacting on a weekly basis, does this mean that they meet all year round?
Exactly. When you're a bowler, normally you bowl in a league situation, not competitively necessarily, sometimes just for fun, but you meet generally, I would say, 10 months out of the 12 each year. And this is a way not only to hone your skills and to keep, as Marion says, to keep the rust away, but also to give you the opportunity to get up in the morning, put your feet on the ground, and get out and do something.
So is this an advice you would give to most seniors?
Definitely. I would say that, you know, as we grow older, we have a tendency at times to forget some of the things that we learned when we were younger. And one of the things that Senior Olympics offers to people is the opportunity not only to participate, but also to socialize. And it amazes me. This is my 12th year now with Senior Olympics in this position that I have with them. And so many of the Olympians say the medals are secondary. It's the friendships. It's the ability to interact And I think that's important. That, I believe, is what keeps them young.
Well, let's talk about more of the events. So we talked about racquetball, bowling. There's table tennis, eight-ball pool.
I want to tell you about that, you know. Most people think about eight-ball pool. They think of it as a man's game. Not true. We offer both men and women. And surprisingly enough, the women pick up the game very quickly and very easily.
So about how many people have entered in this event?
Over the years, we generally average about a dozen in each area.
And that's through all the other events as well?
Oh, no. Our biggest event right now, and by far the most popular, is pickleball.
Pickleball? What is that?
It's a cross between tennis and racquetball. And it's taking Las Cruces as well as the nation by storm. And there is a pickleball group who meet at Mearsheit Center in the city of Las Cruces on Mondays and Wednesdays. And they've got over 75 people right now involved in that sport.
So that's the largest. And then next to that would be?
Probably air gun. And air gun is both pistol and rifle for men and women. And I think at this point, I need to share with our audience that when you participate in any of these activities, you participate in your own five-year age group. So you're not intimidated by someone younger than you are or older than you are. As an example, if you're a newbie first time around, 50 to 54 is the age group that you're going to find yourself in. So these are people who are going through the same sort of thoughts and newness that you're going through.
And is there a larger age group within this year's Senior Games?
I would say, generally speaking, the largest representation for age group is between 65 and 80. It seems to be the big, by far, the biggest age groups.
The baby boomers.
Right, exactly. And you know, it's amazing. This year also, we in Doñana County, of course, are part of the state of New Mexico. And New Mexico, for the very first time, will be hosting the National Senior Games in June 14 through 25 in Albuquerque. And part of that hosting on Saturday, Feb 16th, in the morning, we're going to be having our opening registration and kickoff. Then on Saturday afternoon, that same day, in the old Mesilla Plaza, from 1:30 to 3, New Mexico Senior Olympics is hosting a traveling torch run for the state. So we will be receiving the torch from the western part of the state. It will come into the Mesilla Plaza. There'll be a program there. And then we will hand the torch off to members of the Mescalero tribe who will carry it to another part of the state. And then it'll travel further from there. And then after that, and eventually on June 15th, will end up in Albuquerque and will be lit for the two-week June 14 through 25 National Senior Games.
Well, that's exciting. That's going to happen on Saturday, February the 16th, the opening from 10 a.m. till 12:30, again at the Trails West Clubhouse, 1450 Avenida de Mesilla. And then at 1:30 on the plaza is the torch in Old Mesilla, and that will be for the national.
It's a way of saying thank you to all of the athletes from around the state who have participated. And since this is New Mexico's first time in hosting the Nationals, this is a rather neat way to be able to say to all the athletes, you know, great, you're being recognized.
What's the most important thing about the history of Doñana County Senior Olympics?
Well, 41 years ago, it started with the RSVP, key program within the state of New Mexico. And RSVP was basically an opportunity for people 50 years of age and older to become involved with service to others. The director at that time saw this as a built-in way to get seniors to become physically active. So the state of New Mexico celebrated its 40th anniversary last year. We, being Doñana County Senior Olympics, 1 year later, we now celebrate our 40th anniversary since we were one of the original 12 or 15 counties from around the state who had the first senior games.
Now, this is a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
How do you get funds to operate this program?
Seniors pay their own way, and we also ask for donations. We contact businesses. There are seniors from throughout Doñana County who see the value of what this opportunity affords to them and to others, and they have very graciously given of their not only time, but also of their talents and their treasure.
Do you reach out to get volunteers and members?
Oh, heavens, yes. And the best way to get a volunteer, as well you know, is by word of mouth. In fact, I had a person in the office last week who is from Artesia and had happened to see the Doñana County Senior Olympic paper and said, I want to become a part of your effort, but I don't live in Doñana County. And my response was, but you live in New Mexico. We'd love to have you.
And that's something that you're trying to bridge out to the community and let them know that everyone in the state of New Mexico is welcome.
Right, correct. And in fact, on that note, we as a state are what is called an open state for competition, which means very simply, you can live in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, El Paso. Right now, I have almost a dozen people from El Paso who participate every year in sports in Doñana County. So it's a way, yeah, as you say, to reach out.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about something so important to the community, the Doñana County Senior Games. And again, coordinator Mike Simeone.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's an organization that I never get tired of speaking about to people because I like the motto that Senior Olympics has. And very simply, it is, you don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing. And I think this is a very important aspect of what Senior Games and Senior Olympics are all about. It affords people 50 plus in age to do anything they set their minds to.
Thank you again. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.